It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with NIU's Matt Streb as we continue our coverage of the key primary races. This morning, we'll look at the 16th and 11th congressional districts. Matt, let's start with the Republicans running in Illinois 16. Adam Kinzinger is the incumbent. At 36, he's a seasoned campaigner, defeating a congresswoman in 2010. After redistricting, he ran against Don Manzullo in 2012 and beat him. Now he's being challenged by the founder of the Rockford Tea Party, David Hale. 4 years ago, Kinzinger was a Tea Party favorite. Why is he in a primary fight with the Tea Party?
I guess it says something about the state of our politics right now. You know, he's not conservative enough, according to Hale. You remember, I mean, when we talked about Manzullo and Kinzinger, that was a fun race, wasn't it, a couple of years ago? But it was just so goofy because they were arguing over who was the true conservative, right? And that's what this is about right now. Hale is arguing that Kinzinger sold out and actually accused him of carrying the water of President Obama, which is just kind of, I mean, it's hard for anybody to take that very seriously. I mean, there are some differences between these two. Hale was very critical of Kinzinger for voting to reopen government. But, you know, Adam Kinzinger is, if you look, I was actually pulling this up before I came over here this morning. And if you look, Adam Kinzinger is to the right of most Republicans in Congress. So this is not somebody who is a moderate Republican by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, let's talk about David Hale, Army veteran, registered nurse. In 2011, he made national headlines when he confronted Wisconsin state senators who fled to Illinois to avoid voting on collective bargaining changes for state workers. How has that notoriety helped Hale's fundraising?
It hasn't. That's been the interesting thing. I mean, you know, Hale makes a lot of noise when he's able to make noise. Coming from Rockford, you might have thought maybe, well, there could be an opportunity maybe to make some inroads there. But, you know, there are a lot of races that Republican incumbents are in right now, Dan, especially moderate Republicans, where you've got a Tea Party candidate kind of coming after them. This is in a sense like that, but really not, because, you know, Hale just has not had any money at all. Kinzinger has a large war chest. It would be a huge surprise if Kinzinger were not to win this race.
We should mention the winner of this primary will face Democrat Randall Olson, who is running unopposed. Let's move to the 11th district, where five Republicans are running for the right to challenge Democrat Bill Foster, who is unopposed this primary. They are Chris Balkema, a Grundy County board member, radio talk show host Ian Bain, businessman Bert Miller, Craig Robbins, and State Representative Darlene Sanger. Matt, this is a very Democratic district, yet only the most conservative voters typically show up for a GOP primary. What's the best strategy in this situation?
Well, I guess I disagree with you a little bit, Dan. I don't know if it's a very liberal district. I mean, Foster won handily, 17% of the vote in 2012.
President Obama won 58% of the district
in
2012.
And I mean, Foster, you know, it's interesting. First of all, I get put on all sorts of politicians' mailing lists for whatever reason, and somehow I got on Foster's mailing list. And almost immediately after he had that big victory, he was sending out fundraising emails. And, you know, I think he was kind of expecting to have a strong challenge. And Darlene Sanger was the person that emerged first, a current member of our state legislature. But then you have somebody like Bert Miller, who's a business person. And we talked about Bruce Rauner's business experience. What you're seeing with Miller is very similar. And what this is shaping up to be is a battle of business experience versus political experience. Sanger has most of the establishment behind her. But Miller is really kind of positioned himself as on the outsider running. And in this kind of climate, I think that it's a better position to be in if you're the business experience candidate as opposed to the political experience candidate, especially if you have some money. And Miller certainly has some money.
Matt Streb, chairman of the Political Science Department at NIU. Matt, let's talk about the 14th, 8th, and 18th congressional districts tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Dan.